I'd like to call the April 3rd, 2019 Park Commission to order. Roll call, please. Lori?
Christopher Keckler?
Here.
Dan Clemish?
Here.
William Mills?
Here.
Brock Williamson?
Here.
James Bandura?
Here.
Christopher Billick?
Here.
And then Mickey Day, Dan Klimick, and Cindy Schwab are all excused.
Quorum being present, move on to item number 3, the minutes of the meeting from November 7th, 2018, the last meeting.
Move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any other discussions related? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Item 4, citizen comments. Did we have any sign-ups? Anybody wishing to speak? Nope, we'll close citizens' comments. Move on to Director Steinbank's report.
Mr. Chair, I guess the only thing I would have to report is that the Plan Commission, the Village Board, gave a favorable recommendation and passed through ordinance the Park and Open Space Plan. So I guess I'd like to thank the Commission for all the work that they did over the course of almost a year in developing and revising and working with the public to get our plan approved and complete, and now we are eligible for DNR grants in the future.
Well, that's good. That was my only follow-up, that everything's in order, which I assumed it was, and we appreciated your department and the village's overall department and support in developing that plan.
Thank you. That's all I have to report.
Thank you. Item 6, new business. We have one item, the consider and approval of the pedestrian ways in Prairie Highlands Corporate Park.
Mr. Chair and members of the Park Commission, this evening I bring before you the proposed pedestrian ways within the Prairie Highlands Corporate Park, generally located to the west of I-94 between 165 and Highway C, which is also called Wilmot Road. It's a large corporate development that the village has been working on for probably 15, 20 years now, so it's very exciting to see it starting to take shape. We do have some committed properties under development, Aurora Healthcare and the Haribo plant are both in there. Site is being graded for Haribo, and there's actually construction going on for Aurora at this time. One of the things that I'd like to bring before you for any discussion or comment that you may have is this pedestrian ways. You're going to have a lot of people working in here, and we feel that it's very important to have some connectivity amongst internally, but then also getting them into the park, into Lake Andrea, getting them to 165, and wherever else that they need to travel within the village. So just a quick overlay here, or a quick review. Anything that's in red is a proposed 10-foot asphalt path. That's something where if you're riding a bike, if you're doing, you know, special events, you can traverse on there a little bit wide, a couple feet wider than what the path is at Prairie Springs Park. That's 8 foot. Our standard right now is 10 foot. 8 foot's a little bit narrow, so we've been making it 10. The blue area that we have, and the blue area we're kind of having around a potential conference center, around the Aurora site on the west, and kind of on the Haribo site, gives a little bit more professional look with the 5 foot sidewalk. So a combination of them where you can ride your bike, walk, you know, wherever you have to traverse within the site. If you look to the left-hand side of the page, or of the screen, if you're looking at it here, you'll see that there's a possible future pathway to U-Line. U-Line has a pathway that connects H1 and H2, and they're looking at connecting it over to Highway 165 or County Trunk Highway Q. So that would complete that connection. If you look over to the right-hand side or to the north, there's an existing shared use path that was constructed when the Highway C interchange was reconstructed as part of the I-94 project. So there's an existing shared use path 10-foot wide that goes from about 128th all the way down to River Road. Once you get to River Road, now you have some connectivity through River Road to the Don Hackbarth Trail, which gets you into Prairie Springs Park. You have the loop around Prairie Springs Park. And then there's a path on 165 that goes all the way up to Corporate Drive to where the gateway development is. That's where the Quick Trip is going on, where they just had that recent grading, and you'll see some construction going on around the backside over a sewer trench or a sewer path, and then tying in to the East Frontage Road. So East Frontage Road has a path already existing there. One of my pipe dreams that I've been wanting for a long time and is actually to get a bridge over I-94 to really complete that connectivity. The interchange itself, the 165, is very congested. The overpass itself isn't made for bicycles, for pedestrians. It just wasn't planned out that way at the time. There is like a small median, but there's so much traffic there and there's so much congestion. It's not really set up for myself and a lot of people that I know that train for triathlons and other events ride that on a regular basis, and it's really dangerous. So it'd be nice to keep them out of that intersection. There's just a lot going on there. And so that bridge would be very useful to get people from Haribo to the Nua Gateway, to the conference center, to all these locations moving forward. So we bring this before you because we're looking to have it as an addendum to our bike and pedestrian plan, which is an addendum to our park and open space plan. So I guess at this time I can answer any questions that you may have on this.
I see the rationale because you don't want the area so isolated. What are the conditions to get some type of bridge or pedestrian walkway or bike path over an interstate?
What are the
what are the regulations, conditions? Obviously, I've seen them.
You just got to write a check big enough.
Oh, okay.
is what it ends up being. It probably costs a couple $1 million to do it. Now, whether we can get some grant money, whether we can get some donations, that's still, you know, kind of up in the air how it happens. But you could really do a lot aesthetically. You know, that's really on I-94. That's kind of the gateway coming into Pleasant Prairie. So you could really dress that up, make something nice, whether whether Haribo wants to do something. I don't know. Right now it's just conceptual. If it doesn't happen, they can still get down to Highway C, take the frontage road, come back through the gateway and around. I'm hoping one day with a combination of village, with the grants and donations, we can make this happen.
Is there, I just didn't know the regulatory pieces, if there has to be certain spacing away from signs, visual objects that already exist on the interstate and or easements as far as the launch or approach to how much goes into that. But the Department of Transportation just allows this as long as we're willing to do
it. Yeah, it is allowed. It has been done in other areas of I-94 of reconstruction. It would have been nice if we would have had the corporate park in already when they constructed I-94 because I think then we may have had a little better chance to get it in up front. But as you drive down the new areas of I-94, there's probably four or five of them within Wisconsin that have been recently constructed. The price tag, you know, isn't really horrible. I mean, I know you say $1 million. It's still a lot of money, but once you start getting a large, you know, population of people working at Haribo, people working at Aurora, and whatever else develops to the west there also, and you have U-Line, and you'll have a conference center, and everything else as that develops, getting that connectivity, I think, really is important. And the village is really big in promoting health and bike and walking and trails with the RecPlex. So I think it really is a perfect fit. Like I said up front, it's my pipe dream. It's something that, you know, we're going to plan for. We're going to work hard for. It may happen. It may not. It's hard to tell at this time, but you can always dream big.
I had some other questions, but I didn't want to. Yes, Jim.
John, just quick one. You're talking about the east and west on Gold Bear Drive, right?
Correct.
That's where you're...
That's where it would go over 94?
Yeah. Right?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so Gold Bear Drive. We're looking at the sidewalk along the Haribo site. It gives a little bit more of a professional look where the people are walking, but then if somebody wants to come in with a bike off of Highway C or off of U-Line or off of Q, you can ride your bike on that path, up Gold Bear on the south side, make a loop over the outlot, come back, and then potentially tie into the... shared youth path at Bristol will be connecting. That'll tie in with Highway U. And once you get off to the other side of the interstate, there's on-street trails or markings all the way out to Lake Geneva. It takes a while to get there by bike, but, I mean, it's all there, and you can make some stops in some of the different areas. And
when would there be consideration for any type of protective structure, even if it's just a covered area in some of these pathways?
We don't have any plans for that right now, and that's something that maybe in the future we could do something like by Gold Bear Drive, by one of the outlots. And I would guess that either Aurora or Haribo would probably donate something or want to build something if it's there. Then they could kind of put their own theme on it, sure, whatever that may look like. I'm sure the Aurora theme would look a little bit different than the Haribo theme, but, you know, whatever they can work out. It'd be a great Eagle Scout project for a Eagle Scout. If you guys are familiar with the structures that we have in Ingram Park, mm-hmm, that we have in the, where else would that be? On the Prairie Farms Trail in the back. Probably got half a dozen of them in the village. Some nice structures, you know. So I think there's a lot of opportunity for that. It's just important to get that hard surface in now for the grading and the stone and the concrete and the asphalt during construction. And then some of these ancillary components, you know, it's easy to put in later, but it's, you know, it's really important to get this all in now. So I had a construction update meeting with the contractor, and, you know, so once we start telling about where these paths and sidewalks are going to go, it affects the utility construction, because now the sewer and water stubs have to go another 10, 12 feet, mm-hmm, or the hydrant has to be bumped back a little bit when it gets put in, so it's not in the middle of the sidewalk. So there's a lot of coordination. So we wanted to make sure that we got this passed by the commission as part of the plan. So once they start finishing up some of the service laterals, hydrants, different stuff like that, we can make sure that there's no conflict and everything gets put in as cost effectively as possible.
Is that similar thinking for any benches?
The benches would be the same thing too. We want to do the benches now, but it's easy to throw a bench in later, whether it's part of a memorial program, whether Haribo wants to do it, whether Aurora wants to do it, or a service group of some sort wants to do it.
And the red line, the asphalt shared use, is a 10-foot. The blue one is a
5-foot sidewalk, yes.
Would they be allowed on the 5-foot path on 128th Ave?
Would they be allowed?
Yeah. Or is that more of a...
We're really not going to regulate it. It's made more so for walking, like on your regular 5-foot sidewalk that you'd have in the city. Will people ride their bikes on it? Probably. But if given, you know, a path just to the other side of the street, they'll probably choose to ride their bike on that path. But you can walk on the path. I mean, you can do either one either way. We tried to have a sidewalk path that abuts some of these developments, but then loop in with all of our big trail system our multi-use asphalt paths. And we went through a bunch of different iterations on what's going to be a path, what's going to be a sidewalk, and this is kind of what we came up with as staff that we thought fits the bill the best.
And I think we currently have the loop around Lake Andrea is about 7 miles.
It's 2.3 miles just around the lake. If you take the Prairie Farms Trail out to Highway C and back end the loop, it's exactly 6 miles, which is a 10K.
And then this adds, if somebody were to loop this,
I don't know exactly how much that it is, but it's more than I would want to run for sure, especially getting all the way out there. But now we're getting to the point where you can almost have a half marathon or marathon. You can almost, we're getting at some of these distances. Kenosha County has been working for the last couple of years, and actually the commission passed a resolution supporting that Highway C multi-use path on the south side of Highway C. We're looking to possibly have that constructed this year. So now you can go around Lake Andrea, up Prairie Farms Trail, through Highway C, up to River Road and out, get on this new path, come around, go through the outlots, Q, over the new bridge, hopefully, back through Gateway down the path. You'll be over 13 miles, over a half marathon. And so now that really opens up some opportunity where now you're really not even closing down any roads. I think we could really, in the future, have some great running events. I would want to talk to the Kenosha Running Club to see if they'd want to sponsor some of these paths or trails for maintenance or upkeep on that, or they could sponsor events and running events. And, you know, you're just really to promote a healthy lifestyle within Pleasant Prairie.
I see a possible dead end if you're on a bike on County Q and 128th. Going north would be on the blue 5-foot path. Would there be a way for a bike to go north?
Like to go north on 128. 128 really is a made for a bike. I think the reason, well, I'll tell you, the reason why we have the multi-use path there is eventually just to get them on, you know, 165 to get them all the way west past you. And so right now our project limits stop at 128th, just past the intersection, but ultimately that red line is going to go west all the way up to Highway U. And once you get past Highway U, it becomes into a little bit more of a rural cross-section, not as many heavy trucks, not as much traffic. At this point anyway, to get you out to Paddock Lake, to Powers Lake, to Lake Geneva, wherever you want to ride. So the goal is to somehow get you, ideally, on the path on Highway Q, on the West Frontage Road, past the outlot to Gold Bear, over the bridge by the gateway, back to Prairie Springs Park. So you can meet your group at Prairie Springs Park, ride, get across this corporate park, Highway Q, and get past all of the semis and the heavy truck traffic. Then once you get past there, riding isn't quite as bad. But that's kind of the logic globally that we went with for this.
How's the funding for this?
The funding for this will be part of the TID.
Any other comments?
No, really looks great. I've been on the commission since 2005, and a lot of the things we're talking about that are reality now were the dreams back in 2005. So yeah. It's just really great how the village has been able to execute on these dreams over the last 14 years.
Yeah, to stay so far ahead. You guys are always years in advance of what's eventually going to be, and it's nice to see that planning's there to be ready when everything is built and it all ties together. And that's part of what we've been doing with that Village Green committee we've been doing, is really trying to coordinate what's going on with the Village Green to eventually access some of these other areas as well and tie it all together. And that's multiple subcommittees have kind of all had that in the back of their minds.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our park and open space trail, one of the main east-west connectors that we're looking to have is a connection from Lake Andrea all the way down to the Kenosha County Bike Trail. Mm-hmm. And so, but that comes getting down 95th, where when Wispark did all the development on that on 95th, they never thought of, you know, an off-street bike trail. Would have been great to have that down 95th, because now it's a real challenge to get it. And then we got across 31 to Dapps Farm Drive to get to the Village Green subdivision. But as part of the park and open space plan, when we developed Village Green neighborhood, we actually have part of that trail is built in there already. So we have a 10-foot path probably for half a mile in there. It doesn't go anywhere on either side right now, but eventually as land develops to the west, at least at Dabbs Farm Drive and Highway 31, that connection will be there. We'll have to figure out how to cross Highway 31. It may just be a grade crossing, try to find a grant or some funding to get a path in off street on 95th to get to the park, through Meadowdale, and actually through the Village Green Center, like you were talking about, to make that connection to the Kenosha County Bike Trail. And ultimately make a connection from there all the way to Lake Michigan. So now, in big picture, you can go from Lake Michigan all the way to Bristol without traveling on the road with your bike, which I think, you know, the day that happens is, you know, that'd be a great day for sure.
Right.
And it takes generations of planning to
right.
make it happen.
And I think that's key, like you said, is to try to limit on-road bikeways. Because even though there's a lane there, a lot of people don't pay attention to it. And it's nice to know you have a separate area dedicated just for cycling.
Oh, yeah.
Pedestrian.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many times when I train for events and I'm riding with friends, when I'll have a car that'll come inches from my shoulder as I'm riding my bike. And then you look at, they're texting, you're not paying attention, something like that. So it's scary. I mean, mm-hmm. and people get hit all the time. So I think this just makes it safer, and it really promotes a healthy lifestyle.
That's good. Any motion?
I hear a half marathon that'll make my wife happy. So she won't drive Madison and Chicago for all those half marathons. She
sure.
can do it right here. So sounds good to me.
Excellent.
I move to approve the pedestrian ways and Prairie Highlands Corporate Park.
I'll second.
There's been a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed? So carried. Thank you for passing that. Park Commission comments. Anybody have any comments for this?
Just follow up on, again, that Downtown Village Green Development. The fact, like we talked about, approving that study, that a lot of those parks are already coming up again in that downtown vision, which is nice, again, to have that so far ahead of the curve that we can already start to expand on that and tie some of these other areas together. So it's pretty exciting.
I know that we don't meet often or monthly, but everything that we do meet on and everything that we produce really does have an impact in the community.
Yep. Anything else? Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? So carried. That makes us adjourned. Thank you so much for coming in, everybody.